You have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go Cowboys!
The following is a KTCK sports presentation. From the radio station not afraid to mine for radio gold or failed bits like Football Theater 1310 or the Ticket Compound. Now, we've struck the mother lode. It's the exclusive, one-time-only, premium content edition of the Fake Jerry Super Bowl Halftime Dance Party Extravaganza. Brought to you by Strayer University on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey there, P1s. You enjoying this super game? Welcome to my Super Bowl Halftime Dance Party Extravaganza. First of all, a personal word of welcome to all you P1ers, regardless of race or creed or color. I don't care if you're white, black, Eskimo, Jewish, Muslim, Puerto Rican, Mexican, aged up, impotent, Irish, Chinese, Japanese, look at these, German, double Mexican, Canadian, Siamese, albino, or just any of those generic diarrhea-colored people from around the world. I welcome you into my suite here at the glorious halftime of the Super Bowl. Now, I know you're listening on the non-picture TV right now, so let me paint a picture of my Jerry suite for you. We got silver-colored walls and granite countertops and baby sealskin chairs and, of course, stuffed bum bright. We're stocked with celebrities here in my suite. You just might hear them dancing around in the background. Big names from Hollywood like Shelley Duvall, Margot Kidder, Nick Lachey, Charlene Tilton, Alf, and Lincoln Coleman. Coming up later, we're going to hear from Fake Wade and the Skinlon Brothers. But right now, let's throw it to Norm Hitchkiss for a breakdown of the first half. Take it away, skateboard man, you dumb-breasted man.
Double-breasted man, critters, good evening, and have a good evening, and a good evening, and have a good evening, and a good evening, and have a good evening! Listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. My name is Norman Vagisil Hitchkiss, and it's time to check in on sports, just for a weird little sports. There's a weird little sporting event going on right now. It's called the Super Bowl. We like to talk about all kinds of weird stuff about it. Joining me in the it's Richard Margaret Goslin, also known as
Norman, good to be with you, and good to be in an event like the Super Bowl, where I am respected, unlike my experiences in high school and college, where I was the butt of every joke imaginable. But to those bullies, I say, who's in the Hall of Fame now, bitches?
Goose, your early social retardation has resulted in an exemplary football brain capable of instant analysis that is as erudite as it is prescient. I have no idea what I'm saying, Goose, but my pants are full of recent blood. My name is Norman Osama Hitchkiss. Okay, Goose, thoughts on the first half? We just had the first half here, pal. Just so we get your little thoughts on it.
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen much of the first half, Norman. On my iPad, I've been watching my favorite Star Trek episode, Hammock Time, when Spock has to return to Vulcan for Pon Farr, where he must take a mate. He ends up fighting Captain Kirk in a strange yet delicious twist.
Oh, so no clue about what we might see in the second half here, Goose? That's kind of what it's going for here.
Well, as always, Kirk and Spock will find a way out of their predicament.
No, I meant the second half of the Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Steelers play better defense. Packers running game will stall. Troy Polamalu is a handsome man. I can't control my urges or emotions when around him.
Oh, my goodness. Ghost sounds very serious. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I have butterflies in my stomach and my bikini area tingles. Just when I'm near him, I just...
What are you doing? What are you doing on the phone?
Handsome man.
All right, we're visiting with... Goose, I'm Norman Third Right Hitchcock. Okay, Goose, let's talk a little bit about the winner here. I want to know, are you ready to pick a winner?
No, but like Mr. Spock, I am ready to pick a mate. And I choose Clay Matthews Jr.
Yeah, you don't have to get into that information for us, pal. We don't need to know exactly who you want to take as a mate. Okay, let's talk about the winner again, okay? Norman Menopause Hitchcock here. You're listening to Sports Radio 13 to the Ticket. You're listening to the Big Halftime Show. Let's do a little Super Bowl trivia, Goose! Goose! Let's do it! Super Bowl trivia!
You want to play trivia?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. Let's play trivia.
Okay, here we go. First question. Name the
Joe Montana.
Quarterback that set the all-time record for passing yards in a game in the 1982 Super Bowl against Miami. Goals!
It was Joe Montana.
You are amazing. How did you do that?
Joe Montana. I know him. He's a cute guy.
Okay, second question. Here we go, Goose. Which running back rushed for over 200 yards for the Redskins, establishing the single game record that still stands today? Oh, my God! Goose! What? What?
That one was too easy, Norman.
Okay, here we go. A tough one for you, Goose. Which team allowed the fewest punt return yards and one half minimum 3 punts, Goose? What are you doing? You're incredible!
Giants, 91, minus 17, I know it all.
Goose, what are you doing after the game?
Well, it's the one night that I really cut loose, Norman. I'm headed to Chippendales. Want to join me?
I don't think so, pal. I was thinking about sipping some Merlot and enjoying my last moments on this earth before a bookie lowers his snub nose at my head and I recite the Lord's Prayer and get ready to hug my dead parents again. Listen, won't you join me, Goose? You could join me?
No, no chance.
Please,
there's a reason,
dear Goose.
Reason why I'm carrying $201 bills, Norman. Have fun and nice knowing you.
All right. Thank you so much, Goose. Goose! 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 Goose?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you...
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. I thought we lost you for a minute there, pal. No, no problem. We got to let you go.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, Goose.
Bye.
That was the good analysis, Norm. Keep f***ing that chicken. You know, something weird just happened up here in my sweet pea ones, and I wanted to share it with you right now. I heard a knock at the door, and as I was going to answer it, a condor swooped down and stole my hairpiece. So just know, P1s, that I'm broadcasting to you here at halftime, bald as the love child of Telly Savalas and Bob Sturm, as if two men could make love and have a baby come out. Now we've got a special treat for you, dear P1s. Standing by in the east wing of my suite is my good close friend from the Ticket Morning Show, Greg. Greg, I understand you have something going on over there.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. It's actually Craig. And if anyone's listened to the Dunham and Miller Morning Show for any period of time, you've probably heard us talk to the Skinlonen brothers, Nick Skinlonen and Rick Skinlonen. They share the NFL record for most Super Bowls played in, 17 each. They're not playing this year, though, and so they join us here at halftime in Jerry's suite. Good to see you guys again. Nick, hello.
Wow, happy Super Bowl, Junior. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah. It's great to be here at the Super Bowl.
Hi, Rick.
Awesome.
Hey, boy, Junior.
Great talking to you guys again, but it's really unusual to be at the Super Bowl and not see you guys on the field playing.
Tell us about it. It's really weird being up here and watching what we used to do, and that's play in the Super Bowl for 17 straight years.
I know. I'm, like, so amped up. I'm ready to play right now, but they won't let us.
No.
Well, what happened? I know Rick and Nick were both on rosters earlier. Yeah. In fact, I think on these two teams' rosters.
Well, yeah. I actually signed with the Steelers shortly after last season.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after the Saints cut me after winning the Super Bowl because Sean Payton hated me so much. The Steelers signed me. because they like my Super Bowl prowess.
Right. Well, you've been a deep snapper.
And I'm a good deep snapper.
For years and years in this league.
So they signed me, and I was working in a team and making a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Heinz Ford and I were really close.
He had, like, sleepovers and crap like that.
Yeah, Heinz Ford and I got to be good friends. And then Ben Roethlisberger and I really got to be good friends.
Really?
Yeah. So much so that he invited me to his off-season home in Georgia.
Uh-oh.
And so we were down there hanging out and having a good time and partying and all that stuff.
Going crazy.
Yeah, just having a good time. And one night, Ben decided to, you know, go out and party. He wanted me to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed some terrible things and that Ben was doing. And it was me who called the cops on what he was doing in Georgia.
That was you?
That was me who called the cops.
And a team that did not go over well with them.
No. All of a sudden, I was frozen out. Mike Tomlin called me an a**hole and cut me from the team.
Yeah. You might have to bleep that. Can you bleep things live?
We'll be able to. Don't worry about that.
So I was kicked off from the team. And the way things work in the NFL, I was blackballed around the league after that happened.
So no other team wanted anything to do with you.
No. And blackball's a little bit different than what Ben Roethlisberger did, but I was still, it still happened to me.
A different type of, yeah, right.
He was fightballing.
Right.
Yeah.
Free ball.
Well, that's a terrible story, Nick. Now, what about your younger brother, Rick? Rick, you were with the Packers, right?
Yeah, I was with the Packers. And, you know, I'm only 5'6 and 125.
Right.
I'm like a third of the size of Nick.
Right. Let me tell you something. He plays hard.
Yeah.
He plays really hard.
I play with a lot of heart.
That's what kept him in the league all those years.
Seeing you two stand next to each other, it's hard to believe you're brothers.
Yeah, we look totally different.
Yeah.
I have more of a Hispanic look to me.
Yeah, different dads.
Yeah. Well, no, same dad, just different times of his life.
Yeah.
Nick is very big and Nordic looking, and you're very small and Hispanic.
Very south of the border looking, but anyway, you know, I'm smaller, and my body just couldn't take the punishment anymore. I was getting creamed on every play, and plus I had a little incident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't really like talking about it. It's okay if you don't want to talk about it.
You want to talk about it here?
Yeah, I mean, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, I was getting a massage from this female woman who was a trainer.
A trainer?
For the Packers, yeah. And while she was massaging my body, I accidentally texted her a picture of my penis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a total misfire. I mean, it was totally accidental.
Yeah.
And they fired me for that.
Wow.
Apparently, you can only get away with that in the NFL if you're a 50-year-old and from Mississippi.
Right.
But if you're little and you're not a very good football player like Rick, then all of a sudden you're out of the league.
Yeah. You're done.
I am not that strong of a football player.
Right. So he couldn't really get by on his football reputation.
Yeah, but we're still here and down for the Super Bowl, so we're still going to one. And, of course, we're hosting our big party. Well, we were going to host a big party.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, it didn't work out very well.
It didn't go over very well.
I mean, we got in town kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we came in it down just like all the other former players, you know.
Right.
So we figured we'd have a Super Bowl party.
Sure.
But all the good places were rented out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, Scanlon and Brothers. Could we rent out the Coast Bar? No.
I was already taken. All the good clubs were taken.
Yeah. So even your
Suede.
Name.
Suede. Yeah.
You couldn't pull any weight with your name. Just telling them Scanlon and Brothers.
No. All those places.
There was only one place that we could find that would take us.
Hmm.
Uncle Chuck's Chicken Shack in Pleasant Grove.
Yeah. It's like, and you know, we're not from Dallas.
Right.
So I didn't know what Pleasant Grove was.
Right.
And then we got down there.
We got down there, and let me just put it this way. We were outnumbered.
Yeah, you may say it that way, but you would think.
I think I get it, yeah.
There were not many Scanlon and Van there.
Right.
You would think, though, that once it became nighttime and we turned on the spotlights, you know, mm-hmm. and put Scanlon and Super Bowl party, you know, we figured it would be huge.
Right.
Because who else could offer collectively 34 Super Bowl rings.
I bet there's not a party in town that can come close to that.
We're the only ones that you would think everyone would show up, right?
Right.
If not just to see us, you know, two brothers who've been in the Super Bowl so much. But 34 rings.
Right. And you had them all down there on display?
Yeah, all on display. Yeah. And we had food and beer. And
it was huge. But, you know, it was a huge layout, but the people didn't really show up.
No, nobody showed up. The only people that showed up were guys who wanted to beat us up.
Yeah, we got our asses beat up.
But you're football players.
No, no.
I know it.
And Nick is huge.
And you know how we had 34 rings between us?
Yeah.
Gone.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, they stole them. Stole them.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. And they called us bad name. They beat us up, and we lost our $10,000 deposit, too.
We got jacked.
Oh, yeah. And they called you names. That's the worst.
Yeah, though.
So sorry to hear that, and you probably didn't raise any money for your charity, right?
No, we didn't. And
thanks for talking about our charity, though.
It was a real shame, too, because that charity is near and dear to my heart, as you know.
And why don't you tell the listeners again what it is?
Well, it was to benefit catastrophic tracheal. Wait, let me say this right.
This is hard for him.
Very hard.
You can choke
them. I'm choked up because it means something to me. I mean, if you only saw the faces of the little kids. The charity, it was to benefit the Catastrophic Tracheal Injury Society.
Right.
And as you know, Junior, I used to have a very beautiful opera baritone. Voice.
Yes, you had one of the nicest voices I've ever heard.
A series of tracheal events prevented him from singing anymore.
Horrible tracheal events. I got kicked in the throat by a horse.
Mm-hmm.
I was running across a field and didn't see a clothesline once.
So you both are really into this charity because of your vocal condition.
Well, yeah. Of course, I've had horrible tracheal injuries.
And you too, Nick.
No. What's wrong with mine? My voice is fine. He's the one with the f***ed up voice.
Yeah, Nick's never had anything wrong with his voice. Just me.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Well,
yeah.
Okay, that's my bad.
Yeah,
that's my bad. Yeah, okay.
That's cool. That's
yeah, we're
cool.
Good. We're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everything's cool here. Yeah, everyone calm down. Yeah. Everything's cool.
Yeah, that's good. It's all good, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's so good to see you guys again, and I'm glad that you at least made it to the game. You're not playing this year for the first time in 17 years, but you're here.
Boy, and what a great game, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful game. Yeah. I know you're running short on time,
uh-huh.
So I'll let you go.
Okay.
I'll just stand right beside you but let you go.
Okay.
Bye,
Rick,
Junior.
Good seeing you, Nick. Good seeing you. You guys take care.
Happy Super Bowl.
Yes, there they go, the Skinlonen brothers joining us here on the halftime show in Jerry's suite. And now let's throw it back over to the Cowboys owner and general manager.
Well, thank you for that interview, Greg. Coming up next on the Jerry Jones Super Bowl Awesome Dance Party Extravaganza, we're going to hear from my former head coach, Wade Phillips. Stay with us and don't go away. And don't put your genitals in a cup of milk.
Don't toot away. More Fake Jerry's Super Bowl Halftime Dance Party Extravaganza is next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Let's go back to Jerry's suite at the Death Star for more of the Fake Jerry's Super Bowl Halftime Dance Party Extravaganza. Brought to you by Strayer University on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, welcome back, you doo-doo makers. You're listening to the most exclusive Super Bowl halftime radio show ever to be on the ticket today. It's the Fake Jerry's Celebration of Awesome Dance Extravaganza with you. I'm Fake Jerry. Now, before we get back to our dance extravaganza, please join me in a respectful moment of silence for the national tragedy that has so affected us all, the Cowboys season.
Paul in...
All right, that ends the moment of silence. George, you shouldn't have interrupted me there.
I wouldn't have been attention. I'm very sorry.
That's probably why I fired you from the PA system. Now joining me is my old coach. Man, I fired because he was incompetent. He's built like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and he's here in person. Wade Phillips, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey,
happy
Wade.
Super Bowl to you, Jerry.
Well, I wish we were playing in it, but made darn sure that wasn't going to happen.
Sorry about that, Jerry.
Well,
I tell you what, I've been having a good time, though, in this first half here, Jerry.
You've been dancing your butt off.
Oh, man, the music here is great here at halftime. I've been dancing. I learned a couple new dance moves, Jerry.
Yeah, I noticed you out there. And, you know, used to when you would dance, you'd only do those kind of turkey in the straw type barn dance.
Yeah,
moves.
With my thumbs under my armpits and kind of shaking my ass a little bit. But I've learned some new ones today, Jerry.
Well, what moves have you learned, Wade?
Watch this one. This is where I spin around real quick and then I turn around and I do the splits. Jerry, watch this.
Oh,
whoops.
No,
sorry about that, there? Jerry. Sorry about that.
Lost a little bit of that control.
Yeah, but watching them cheerleaders, Jerry, I did learn how to do the Rockettes high kick. Watch this, Jerry. Watch this.
Spin around. There's a spin. There's a kick. Whoops.
Oh, sorry, Jerry. Sorry about that.
You look like you blew a hole down in them Wranglers.
All right, here's one more for you, Jerry. This is when I spin around and I jump up and I do a David Lee Roth double toe touch. Watch this in here, Jerry.
And he does. He spit. He nailed it. Whoops. Uh-oh.
Sorry, Jerry.
Uh-oh. You need to
excuse yourself. I think I made a mess of your swing here, Jerry.
Yeah, we'll clean that up. We'll clean that up.
Sorry about that, Jerry. And I'm sorry about starting 1-7, too, Jerry. That was a disaster, too.
Well, I've not only forgiven you for it, but I fired you for it. So,
well, and I appreciate that, too, Jerry.
It's in the paste.
Thank you, Jerry. You're a good friend.
Now, I see here, Wade, that you've brought your guitar.
I brought my guitar, Jerry.
It looks like a little Casio keyboard.
I brought that, too, because I've been kind of inspired this week, Jerry, hearing all this music surrounding the Super Bowl. So I thought we'd sing a halftime song together.
Why, I'd love to do that, Wade.
You into Katy Perry, Jerry?
I love Katy Perry, Wade.
Well, I do, too. Let's get going.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you'll get me, so I let my walls come down, down.
Before you met me, I was a wreck and I was kind of heavy. You brought me to life now. Every February, you'll be my Valentine.
Nice.
Valentine.
Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I, we'll be young. That made me happy.
It's good to see you again, Jerry.
Not so good to see you. Well, that does it for the Fake Jerry Halftime Super Bowl Dance Extravaganza. Don't forget, Cowboy fans, buy your season tickets for next year, where you can watch all 18 of our losses. And if you don't get to see all 18 of our losses, just simply enjoy the lockout. I'm Fake Jerry for Fake Jerry. The end.
This has been the very exclusive premium content edition of the Fake Jerry's Super Bowl Halftime Dance Party Extravaganza, brought to you by Strayer University.